for listening to A Midlife Less Ordinary, the weekly podcast giving you the lowdown on becoming a cool older dude. The good times are not a faded memory. It's time to start living them again. And here are your hosts, Wayne and Trev.
Yeah, hello everyone. Welcome to this episode of A Midlife Less Ordinary, lovingly entitled To Die or Not to Die. I'm Wayne and this is Trev.
Hello, how are we doing?
And basically, To Die or Not to Die is an episode close to both our hearts. It's all about hair, your hairstyles, what happens to your hair over time, what products you use on your hair, how to accept when you haven't got as much as you used to have once.
What colour it is.
And what colour it is, yeah, exactly.
The appearance of your hair.
Exactly. We look like a chessboard when we're next to each other these days because Trevor's is still dark and mine's gone a bit white. But
yeah. Although I might have like a pink bit coming through at some point, but that is getting old, to be honest. What do you think's worse with your hair, the grey thing or...
Oh, bald, definitely. Yeah, I think we'll during this fit. Grey, you've been with me when we've been, people have said, oh, he's grey fox, silver fox.
Distinguished.
Philip Schofield's made it okay to be grey. No, not Philip Schofield. He's not the best example, to be fair. Gordon the Gopher's a better example than him.
I think Philip Schofield's made something else seem okay as
We're not. I'm not even going to go there.
We're not I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, we don't. But let's hope that we can establish by the end of this episode, basically, what you should be doing with your hair, what you have done with your hair, what can you do with what's left of your hair.
Exactly. So, what was the first haircut you remember having?
Oh, it was the traditional 1970s basin job, wasn't it? Your mum used to do it, Trev.
Yeah.
You know,
you literally put
a bowl round, but used to just cut your hair.
You should just cut your fringe. Close your eyes.
Yeah.
Close your eyes.
Hair over your ears.
Yeah. And then you'd hear that like snip, 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 snip.
Yeah.
So you knew it. Then it kind of fell onto your forehead. So you knew it was there. You had
That's all I knew. So I thought that was how you had your hair. I'd never heard of a barber's.
No, how old were you when you went to the barber's first ever?
Oh, I was 15.
Really?
You better tell because in the school photos, I had the basin job with the crooked fringe. And then all of a sudden, when I was like in 16 or so, all of a sudden it looked like I went to the big yin and it looked like
proper. The big yin, if anybody's local.
We're not sponsored by them, by the way. But yeah.
Well, I do know them quite well, don't I? I know the family
that
own it. And I still go there now. That is the weird thing. The place I went to get my hair cut first ever, which is just around the corner from where I live, because I've lived in the same neighbourhood when I've moved and stuff, but I actually still go there. Obviously, it's a different person. Actually,
yeah, it's mad.
The first time I remember having my hair cut, you know when you have your hair cut now, they either kind of wash it or they've got like a spray bottle where they wet it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
that's usually when they're doing a chop only, isn't it?
Back in the day, the first time I ever got my hair cut, the guy that used to own the Big Yin, there wasn't a spray bottle then. They weren't around. So what he'd do is he'd actually wet his hands under the tap of the sink in there and he'd just batter your head with hands, with his wet hands.
How old was you, Trev, then? When did you go to the hairdressers first?
I think I was about 8, 9.
Did you have long hair then? Because I didn't know you.
No, I didn't.
Then.
I had short hair. When I was at junior schools, I had longish hair at junior schools. I was into rock music then. And then when I came to senior school, but yeah, going back to the barber, he would slap the water on your head with his wet hands. So you'd have this, you'd come out with this really headache. You'd be like, oh, like what? Because you're only a kid. Obviously now he was just patting it, but it felt like he was like playing the bongos on your head. And honestly, you come out and you're like, you had a terrible haircut and a headache for like £3.50.
I can't believe we didn't have water bottles in the 70s.
They didn't, did
they? How we moved on.
They didn't have spray water
no,
bottles.
No, I'm thinking about
exactly,
it.
Exactly, they didn't.
Yeah.
That's what he used to do. No, I had long hair, longish hair, because obviously it was a 70s, so you could get away with it. But I still had long hair when I went to senior school because I put my hand up to be in the school football team when one of the PE teachers came round to our classes. I said, I will, because I used to play in goal. And our teacher, the PE teacher, said, no girls for this team.
Nice.
That shows you how the
bullying in primary school.
It just shows you how the sexual, thing was a lot different when we were going to school.
Politically correctness gone mad.
Exactly, gone mad.
Oh well, so that was your first experience of somebody being prejudiced against your hair,
basically. And obviously, I had that.
That's happened a few times to you, isn't it? Well, I've been with you sometimes.
Well, yeah, because obviously, I've always been into sort of rock music and that kind of thing, and so I've always had long hair. I had it cut because obviously I didn't get bullied at school for it, but you know, if it was going to, the kids are wicked, aren't they? So they take the mickey out. Yes. So the hair was a thing. So I cut it, and then obviously grew it back long. I'm going to say the word now, a mullet in my kind of when I was 15, 16, and had a mullet all the way probably through to my early 20s, 21. Because
you got to remember that's mid-80s, Trev, so it's quite fashionable, really, wasn't it?
It was a killer haircut, mate. A killer haircut.
It's only retrospectively funny.
Yeah, business on the top, party at the back, mate. Full on.
It was good. Yeah, it was kind of spiky, wasn't it?
I had it kind of spiky on the top and long at the back. Honestly, because my hair is dead straight, so it looked fabulous, mate. Yeah, because
Did you ever straighten your hair? Have you ever straightened?
No, because I permed it a few times back in the '90s when I thought I was a member of Motley Crue. Yeah, I permed it and I dyed bits of it. But I remember.
Did you crimp it?
No, I wasn't gothic, man. I didn't.
No, I know.
I remember always with you, your hair, it was always spiky and coloured. It was always bleached or blonde, wasn't it? If you look at Billy Idol, it was exactly that.
In the 80s, Billy Idol, I come to love him, you know, in his MTV videos, and I wanted that blonde spiky hair because I had enough of it.
Did you use Super Drugs hair?
I used to use it on
was the sides. So I had all natural hair, but rock hard, like concrete sides.
Yeah.
So it stayed back. You couldn't even get a comb through it. Trying to put a brush through it was like trying to put iron through it. My head then was like a little village cottage because it was like brick on the side but thatch on the top. It was a good one, a killer.
You never coloured your hair, Trev?
I cut it out. I was so influenced by sort of musicians and bands. I remember I was really into Faith No More, and Mike Patton, the lead singer, had very similar hair to me. And I was so influenced to him. I used to wear like tracksuit bottoms and a biker jacket like he did, a backward cap. And his hair colour was the same colour as mine. And he had a blonde streak in the back of it. And I was like, got to have it done. Got to have it done. I think my mum did it, I think. I don't remember you ever having coloured hair. Well, you won't remember it because I had it. I think she did it or a girl I was going out with did it. And it turned bright orange, that bit, that one streak. Ooh. It turned like bright orange, a light, you know, got real strong.
Is it because your hair is quite dark?
Yeah, this is it. You know, I think there was a bit of a mistake with the dyeing, so I had to cut it out. So I had like this, but luckily it was right underneath. We got the hair right underneath to do it.
Yes.
So I could cut it out. But yeah, going back to your hair, I remember you just having like blonde spiky hair and having a lot of product on it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I spent hours with some of the people we used to go to school with, standing upside down, basically, holding my hair with that super glue hair gel, whatever it's called.
Yeah, the mucky and kind. I even got my dad to
really
use
sticky.
That.
It stuck your fingers together. It's like super glue.
I even got my dad to use that.
I remember your dad used to use shockwaves, didn't he?
He did. Yeah. It was always sitting up in our bathroom.
I remember
he used to use Brill Cream.
Yeah.
Years.
Yeah, he's old school. Yeah,
old school. Yeah. Like he was a rockabilly, so he used that. And he couldn't, obviously, it was awful to wash out and stuff.
He liked it, didn't he? I remember. Yeah. He thought it was good, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he borrowed some of mine once just to see where. And next minute, he was buying it. It was just like, you imagine the chemicals and the colourings that must have been in that gel.
It doesn't bear thinking about.
But it's not.
You had to have your hair perfect, though. For you, I mean, obviously for you, you had your hair was long, and you know, that takes a lot of maintenance, doesn't it?
Yeah, I used to wash it obviously every day. I used to pride myself in my early 20s of having really clean hair, and it was that the fashion was to have a side parting, So
yes,
I had a mullet and then wanted to grow it all out. So what I did was I permed it to get it out of that kind of two-level tier haircut.
Yeah.
So it just looked all curly. And I'm actually, strange enough, which I can't believe, I probably looked like more like, I don't know, but I remember a girl saying, oh, you look like Michael Hutchins. I was like, really?
Wow.
Like, is that, yeah, that's not what you'd ever say. But because I had this...
As long as we don't find you in a wardrobe somewhere.
Or with a paper bag on your head with a budgie.
Yeah.
Well, he was obviously into pets. So I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah, exactly.
yeah, I had that. And then obviously it was so cool to have in the kind of early 90s to have your hair parted on the side, like, and it would just slightly come over your eyes. And I used to stand in the pubs I used to drink in with my head tilted slightly to make it look even more kind of. But, yeah, I was – how mad – when I had long hair, how bad was I for playing with it all the time?
Oh, flicking around, making it sure it's straight, yeah.
Terrible.
I mean, I'm not being funny, I mean, which is great, and as we've come to find out during the course of these podcasts, it defined you, and that's good to have something that defines you, makes you different to everyone else.
Yeah, it did.
And you use that, and obviously now you've not swapped it literally, but you've kind of gone from hair into your beard, which we will talk about on another episode because that's an episode that's coming up.
I think it was that kind of individuality kind of thing.
It is, and it works.
It does. Who wants
to be like everyone else? You don't want to just be the same as everyone else exactly.
And that
made you, at school, certainly, made you, everyone, no one would forget who you are. If somebody said, do you know Trevor Dilly? We would know you, and it's, you're a good guy.
That was because your hair as well. Yeah.
Because it's easy to remember.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
The ones who've got the bowl cut, there's hundreds of us. So, you know, how do you define?
One of the main mission for me when I had long hair was to keep it, because a lot of sort of heavy metal guys and stuff, like, had, they were sort of called greasers and stuff, so they had quite greasy, like, dirty hair. They weren't, like, if you ever went to a gig back in the early 90s,
like a toothbrush or something.
Yeah, you know, heavy metal dudes normally sort of stank, had greasy hair. You know, some people like carry their own tankard about and stuff. But I really wanted. I think it was probably the music that I was listening to in the heavy metal genre were quite posy. Yes. So I just really wanted clean hair. So my hair, I used to use hot oil on it, like twice a week, and because it was just like, I remember like getting in a ruckus with the guys I used to knock about with, who I'm still really good friends now. We all had long hair, and you'd kind of have an argument with another fella with long hair, and you'd be trying to get your hair out of, so you didn't get it ruined. It was like, I remember watching the film, what's the one with Mark Wahlberg in? When he takes over in the
Boogie Nights.
Rockstar.
I know the one you mean. Rockstar, yeah.
Yeah, really good. And there's a bit where, like, him and another band fight in a car park of a gig, of an arena, and they're like it. They kind of like, and I thought, that's just us back in the day. It really is, you know. You never had long hair, did you? Had a bit of a
no. Party, I mean, I'd like to have a tale here where we've been like a weird version of Benjamin Button, where you've gone from long hair to short hair, and I've gone from long. Yeah, it'd be quite unique. But I'd look like Bill Bailey or something now. Mm. So not that I've got anything against Bill Bailey. You're welcome to come on the podcast. Like we always say that.
A good old boy.
You're going to win Strictly Come Dancing, apparently.
I didn't even know he was on it.
Sorry, I don't watch it, but it's, you know, just what I mean is that would be quite funny. I have tried, but my hair's it's hard work. I'll be honest, it's just bloody hard work, Trev.
It was, yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
My beard's taken over that. The regime of doing my hair back then has become my beard.
Transpired to your beard. Yeah. Imagine if you had both.
Have you ever dyed your hair? You haven't?
Coloured it, obviously. Not recently. No, I mean, obviously, we've called the episode to Die or Not to Stop. I don't think it's good. I remember my dad being paranoid about going grey.
Why do men of our age are paranoid about going grey? I don't get it.
I don't know, because I think it's something that people like in general, you know. I mean, if you let it, people have power over you by people saying, you're going grey. I like it.
Look at Sean Connery.
He was bald and grey, wasn't he? Yeah.
One of the biggest heartthrobs ever. And I remember like watching the film The Rock when he's sitting at the table.
Oh, he looked cool.
And the amount of women like, look at her. Yeah. This is it. So I don't, and if you ever look at any kind of, if you Google sort of cool old men or cool old dudes, we'll probably come up at one point if you Google that.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Me and you, because of this podcast.
but exactly. It will be us.
Most of them have got grey hair. So
yeah.
It's cool, surely, to have grey hair. I don't see why.
I think it's changed. I think attitudes have changed, Trev. I think that, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, if I look at pictures from 8 years ago, my hair was brown. And then it happened so over, you know, incrementally.
Yeah.
And now I'm almost totally grey and the head in white. So, you know, and it happens.
But your hair sort of grows. It's immaculate, though, isn't it?
But I love doing my hair, same as you, but obviously with your long hair, which it was, now your beard. I was with my hair and being short, it took me, people used to say you got short hair, it takes you an hour and a half to do it. I'm known for carrying a hairbrush and hair gel in the other pocket when I went out. You know, I loved it. It used to define me in a sense before I used to do the weight training and things.
Yeah.
And I used to ride a motorbike also, and that messes up your hair, obviously. So I used to carry all that stuff around.
I still carry a comb. I've actually, when I at work, I carry one hair comb, a beard comb, and a moustache comb, believe it or not. In my back pocket at work, I carry all those three.
That's big utility pocket.
It's like someone should, you know, like in Gremlins, when he's got that multi-tool at the start with a
tool.
I can't think what it is. Peltzer, isn't it? A Peltzer?
The name of the company. It's his name,
Peltzer,
isn't it? He's
Peltzer.
Peltzer,
I could do
it,
one of them, Peltzer. Like a Swiss Army knife of like hair, hair groomers.
We don't want people to nick the idea. So before this gets aired, we'll get that patented and sold.
So you say about people, guys dying their hair. A lot of guys dye their beards as well. And
people, really?
Yeah, people.
What, not the same colour as their hair?
Well, yeah, occasionally. But no, a lot of people dye their beards to like cover the grey up. And I've got quite a bit of grey in my beard. And I was quite looking forward to it going grey. Because I sort of saw the grey as. See, that again, the grey is kind of not, you don't want to, you know, you could look like Gandalf because he's pretty cool and that look is good, but you could kind of, it symbolises wisdom to me, a touch of grey.
Yes.
Doesn't it? You know, we don't want everybody to like kind of put Just for Men out of business because we don't want anybody else losing their jobs. But some people lose their hair really young, lose their hair young. And
look how many famous people, man, have you seen
George
how many
Clooney.
Lately? Yeah, I've just let it go grey. All of it. You could tell they were colouring their hair. What's the bloke out of Spandau Ballet, Martin Kemp?
Yeah.
He just went grey overnight because obviously he's been colouring it.
Yeah.
Mm. There's I can't remember the guy's name because I don't really watch it, but a guy in EastEnders. He had brown hair, a bit of a heartthrob.
No, it's not.
Max Branning, I think his name was in the show. Well, sorry, I know that just means that guy, I could be talking about Russian literature to you right now.
Exactly.
He went grey overnight because I think now it's acceptable. Don't colour. Let yourself grow, look at your hair as it is and let people decide if you look good with grey hair.
The funny thing is the grey hair thing doesn't bother you, the grey in my beard doesn't bother me. I must admit, when I noticed I was losing my hair, I was gutted. Because having such having such long, decent hair, to see that, I was just like, it just devastated me. And I'm still not overly comfortable with it now, but it is what it is. What can you do?
No, that's, I think we're thing. Basically,
I
we've been
products.
At the same level of this, haven't we?
I use products to help kind of, you know, like the Alpacine shampoo.
To make the most of what you've got. Yeah.
Well, this is it. You might as well, like, you know, you're not, if it totally goes and you've just got one strand like Homer Simpson, you've got to rethink it. But as long as you can kind of get away with it, you know. But then I say I am without, you know, people are probably think I'm, but I am a groomer. What do people say? What's the saying? Metrosexual.
Modern GQ man.
I suppose, and you wouldn't think so because I just look like a biker, really. In certain
this is the thing. People tend to think that obviously somebody. If you saw Trevor and I together, there's plenty of photos, it would probably be on some on the website. Yeah. But you know, you'd say probably I groom more than Trevor, but Trevor puts a lot more effort into it than I do. I mean, I'm not some sort of gypo or something. Sorry, I've got nothing against
Romanies. Hold on, hold on. Travellers now.
I've got nothing against that.
But, the weird thing is I don't really get why it's manly to smell bad or to look bad. Where does that... I don't know. Yeah. Where did that happen?
Preconceptions, a big powerful thing, Trevor. No.
That's the thing. It's like with women as well. They can, if they're going out for a night, they can like they look totally different without makeup.
Yeah, you wake up in the morning. It's like, what the hell is that?
Men can't do anything, can they? Really?
No.
And then everything is the truth. If they do, they get a bit of a. You know,
the best thing to do is just buy them loads of drinks, Trev, until they can't tell what you look like anyway.
Exactly.
But,
yeah.
Not that I would do that kind of thing, obviously.
No,
don't say it like that. You make it sound like I'm not being authentic.
Back to the grooming thing. Yeah, I do. I probably do groom more than you, but then obviously I've got a regime.
It's harder work. You've got more to look after than I have,
to do
to be
my
fair.
Beard and stuff. But yeah, I you can over groom. I did that. About 10, 15 years ago, like with moisturizer and stuff like that. And if you use too much of it, it can cause problems with your skin, which it did me for a couple of months. So you can go over the top, especially if you've got sensitive skin, which I have, you know. So, yeah.
But I have to be careful.
Yeah, I don't understand, especially like with the sort of aftershave thing, because obviously if you looked at me, you wouldn't think I use aftershave, but obviously I do, because I don't...
No, you do, yeah.
Don't want to smell... Like I don't care, but yeah, I don't get why. Do you use quite expensive aftershave?
It's one of my big things. I love smelling nice. It's part. I think a lot more when I my job changed to going out on the road. I think your impression of you is very important. When we was in a, I know it's still important when you're in a shot. I mean,
It's important. Full stop, isn't it? There's only certain people that can just get out of bed. And don't get me wrong, if you don't care, then good luck to you. That I'm not saying that.
I mean, you're spending that time doing something else. Great, you know, as long as you're enjoying it. Yeah.
If you feel a bit, not guilty, or if you feel a bit embarrassed, then do try something. Try to, you know, and to be honest, all this rubbish about, I haven't got time for that is rubbish. Just get up earlier.
Yeah, of course you have. How long does it take to do that?
I don't start work till 8, but I get up at 10 to 6. I'm not saying I stand in the mirror for 2 hours, but I like to have, and that's another thing, that's probably something for another time, but I like to have time to sit and get into
contemplate the day.
Not one to walk out with a bit of toast and a cup of coffee in the end.
The alarm goes off and 5 minutes later you're out. That's not you, is it?
Why, if you've got a beard, why you wouldn't use beard oil?
No, exactly.
Why would you not?
Hopefully you can give people's... We'll bring up... The beards will be an episode in itself. Because obviously it's fashionable to not just fashionable. That isn't why you've got one. Yeah, you had one before that. I'd make that clear. But it is fashionable. And people might be thinking of having a beard. And obviously you're very knowledgeable about it. I think that we'll dedicate a whole episode to that. And you can give the benefit of your knowledge.
It's like where it's taken me as well, maybe growing a beard. A bit like having long hair did with the bands. I was in the bands back in the day and stuff. So that, it did. So that, but getting back on the grooming thing, I don't really understand why people wouldn't, or why fellas wouldn't want to smell good or feel good. And it makes you feel better as well, doesn't it?
And your hair look good as well. Yeah, you know, exactly. Whether it's long, short, whatever. Just make sure it looks like you've made an effort with it. Mm. You know, there's nothing like people saying, "Oh, I like your hair," or "You smell nice," or something complimentary towards you. It gives you the puffs out your chest.
The thing is, I don't know. You know, obviously we probably have a very limited amount of ladies listening to this, but I've got no problem with telling a lady if she smells nice, because who doesn't want to know that? If you say, "Oh, you smell," you know, do it in a kind of respectful way. Like,
you've never had a problem calling a spade, and I don't mean that literally. You tell people exactly what's going on. If they smell nice, you wouldn't be offensive to people.
No, I wouldn't say, you smell like a bin,
like Stig of the Dumps backside.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah,
but it's nice, isn't it? You could think, That's nice.
Yeah. It makes people feel good. Yeah, your hair looks nice. Yeah, you're, exactly. You know, just little thing. I've learned that, to be honest, off you, but I think you've helped me with that because I've done that the last few years, and more when I was single, to be fair, because I used to it as a tool.
Especially the time it is now, you know, the world's a very weird, strange, and miserable
place. A long way.
So a couple of compliments to people, especially when you get a bit older, because, you know, it just makes you feel like there is not something to live for, but there's still good things.
No one's ever going to tell you off for giving them a compliment, you know, rather than the opposite.
Yeah, especially when you get a bit older. I just think it's quaint. It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Gentlemanly as well.
Otherwise, every day's the same. You're just doing it, and all of a sudden goes, oh, by the way, that jacket looks nice on you, or, you know. Only obviously do it if it does, but if it does, say it.
Exactly. You know,
tell someone it, you know, because it might make their day. They might be having a really awful day. They might be. But if you tell them they look nice or they smell nice or that suits them or like blah, blah.
Even blokes, if you say that to a bloke, you look good. I like your track. You do that. I know I know because you just wouldn't say anything if you wouldn't be offensive. But if I'm saying you like, you say I like your new trainers or you notice things like that. You know, little things like that. You just think
exactly,
yeah,
and it creates conversation. It gets you to know people. There's a lot to be said for that.
Talking of knowing people, Trev, I want to test your knowledge on something right now with that little segment we like to call. Test Trev.
I'm more prepared now. That does sound like saying I would listen to when I was 19.
I know, hence why it's there. Basically, today's Test Trev is a bit different because, well, one, I couldn't think of five questions for this subject, so there's four. But basically, because we're doing hair, I was hoping that basically we'd go through the best mullet for different categories.
Sounds good. I like the sound of this.
This is your kind of thing. I knew you'd like them.
There's no wrong or right answer.
There's no right or wrong for this. I felt bad last week that you got a couple wrong. I couldn't sleep. I was trying to make that so you get them right.
That's because I was actually like texting you all night saying like, don't make me look like a fool.
Exactly. I felt really bad.
Don't make me sound like a fool.
So I'm making it more like Trev's advice now rather than Trev's being tested. So basically, best mullet, and this is something you should be good at. You had a great mullet. So you're not included in the answers to this, by the way.
Who had the best mullet?
Best mullet at school, you would win that.
Some of the girls at school had, because they had the Tears for Fears mullet.
They did. Everybody wants to rule the curls.
Women were were allowed to have a Tears for Fears boy's haircut back then.
Yeah, that's the 80s. Yeah, Trev, what happens. But these are famous people, so everyone will know him rather than the people that went to Cecil Jones. So, okay, the best mullet and the first category would be sport. So there's a few people I can think of. What about yourself?
I can think of two guys back in the late 80s that played for the football team I support.
Spurs players.
I'll say two
Diamond
words.
Lights.
Well done. Yes. Glenn Hoddle and Chris Waddle.
Chris Waddle.
Marvellous mullets.
Look them up,
Well, they had the kind of Wham mullets, didn't they?
They did, yeah.
You know? Andre Agassi had my kind of mullet, didn't he? Andre Agassi,
yeah,
the tennis player.
Yeah, yeah.
Because his was quite long at the back. See, the thing is with Chris Waddle and Glenn Hoddle, They were mullets, but they weren't long at the back mullets, were they?
No.
They weren't the redneck mullet. They were the kind of Leo Gamelli mullet, weren't they? You know?
Leo Gamelli.
The jump around the shoulders mullet. Where me, I was more of a redneck mullet, weren't I? More of a heavy metal mullet.
Always, Trev, yeah.
So,
what about Pat Cash? Was he a mullet?
Yeah, wonderful. Well, Pat Cash, actually, I saw Pat Cash a couple of times at gigs, and I saw him come out with Iron Maiden.
You saw
Maiden.
Him at gigs?
Yeah.
Was it Iron Maiden?
Him and John McEnroe are massive heavy metal fans. Both play guitar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Pat Cash, I saw him out at quite a few gigs in London back in the day. And he actually came out with Iron Maiden once. He was good friends with Iron Maiden when I went to see him a couple of times. But he did come out. Yeah, he had a great, good.
Yeah, that's good as well.
He did well emphasising the mullet because he pushed his headband up Because he was probably losing his hair. And he actually probably pushed his, he probably was getting a kind of, the front of it was going. So he pushed that kind of checker headband up, didn't he?
Yes.
To kind of push it up. So he had that, he did.
Being a good looking guy helps, I suppose. Well,
he had the chiseled looks and stuff.
Yeah.
He came across as a really nice fella.
He's Australian. They do tend
come across as nice fellas. Yeah.
Good fellas. So who wins out of that lot, Trevor, if that's the four that we can think of?
I think for me, because the amount of product and colour that Andre Agassi had.
Yes.
Obviously he had his own Nike shoes.
And he had colour.
He had colour. He had the blonde bits. He had dark roots.
And did he have a syrup at some point? Would you wear
I don't think so. Because the weird thing is with Andre Agassi, he had loads of hair and then none.
No, perhaps exactly.
Perhaps that's what's funny there. Perhaps marrying Steffi Graf does that to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Worried
nose
him so much.
Pushed it off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Worried him so much with his her Germanness that his hair just fell out.
Nazi collection of. no, we won't go there. Let's go to category number two.
Gypos and Nazis. Well done.
I've done a really good episode, haven't I?
You couldn't think of five questions, but you can kind of really push your audience out. Completely.
Number two, please. Number two, movies. So there's a few I can think of straight away, but I'll let you push your.
I can think of the ultimate one because I can think of to me.
Go on, is it what I'm thinking?
You've got your blockbuster mullets, haven't you?
Just for that film, you mean?
No.
Rather than it in real life.
Yeah, the blockbuster mullets. I'm probably going to forget a couple of them, which is a shame. But like Mel Gibson had a blockbuster mullet, didn't he?
A Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, Lethal Weapon. Yes. He had a real blockbuster mullet. Kurt Russell's been a bit of a king with it.
Yeah, it suited him, didn't it? Yeah, it suits him, whatever.
Yeah, Kurt Russell had various mullets, didn't he? He really did, which was great. He kind of did it in so many different films. but I think for ultimate product, ultimate length at the back.
Ultimate product.
I tell you who, you will remember him, I think. But if you want to see, I was about to say how great Van Damme's mullet is, especially in Hard Target. Steven Seagal, if he let his ponytail go, then he would have had a stunner. I've got a feeling his was all one length, but then you couldn't tell because I tried to grow my hair one length and I used to grease the top back to get it back in a ponytail to have that Karate Kid bad guy at number three. You know the guy? I had that. Yeah. And I remember a girl actually saying to me at a night out, the reason I fancy you is because you look like the dude at Karate Kid 3. Which I was like, okay.
It's funny that she picked Karate Kid 3 out of all of them as well.
But I think the best mullet, if you could go straight to video, was Brian Bosworth, Stone Cold. Remember that? His hair. Look it up. Go on Internet Movie Database.
Look
if you
it
want
up.
To see, we might even put the picture up on our website. But Brian Bosworth, because he was an American footballer, wasn't he, before?
Yes,
and he was supposed to be like one of the next big action heroes. And I've still got that on DVD.
Cool, you put that one out of the bag.
It just come to me. But he, that film, if you can get a chance to see Stone Cold,
yeah, you'll enjoy it anyway. It'd be fun to watch.
It's just the ultimate 80s terrible action movie. And you know who's in that as well? Lance Henriksen?
Lance Henriksen.
He's the bad guy. He got a mullet in it as well. Honestly, if you want to see a film with lots of mullets in it, ripped up T-shirts, tight, faded kind of sky blue jeans and cowboy boots, Stone Cold is your film.
It's like a Bible to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for that one, Trev. Right. You pulled that one out. Yeah. This one should be, I think we'll only get time to do three categories today. Make this one a good one, man. Right. That's cool. Music. So there's a few choices there, obviously, that you can pick.
If we go, right, we'll do genres very quickly. You've got the ultimate
rock ones.
Well, you've got
the country ones.
I'll start. You've got the ultimate country and western mullet, which is Achy Breaky Mullet, as it's known.
Yes, yeah. Miley's dad's
mullet. That sounds like a
Miley's dad's mullet. That's a good name for a band.
And it also sounds like a really poor kind of film with about an Irish potato blight, doesn't it? You know, like with cobbled streets, something like Miley's.
It could be Far and Away too.
Miley's mother's father's mullet. Yeah, it really does. But anyway, yeah, Billy Ray Cyrus had it all, didn't he? Because it was two haircuts in one. You could take both those bits of hair off and they were both different hairstyles.
Yeah.
So you've got to be some kind of man to get away with two hairstyles on one head.
And he did get away with it, didn't he?
He did. He did. And then a bit more obscure for me, and the one I actually modelled my mullet on for a few months was Adrian Smith out of Iron Maiden. He had a very sort of short bit. Long at the back. I remember Jim Kerr out of Simple Minds had quite a good one, didn't he?
He dabbled with it.
There's probably loads of heavy metal guys. I know Jeff Tate out of Queensryche in his early days had a real amazing mullet. But there's probably, you could probably go through any 80s, late 80s, early 90s band before a heavy metal band before it.
Somebody in that band had the mullet.
And obviously you've got a lot of the sort of AOR bands like Survivor did all the music for Rocky. You had Journey. A lot of their guys had mullets. Any of that kind of soft rock from like the early 80s. You know, even Eddie Van Halen, God bless his soul, like probably an amazing maestro of guitar, was guilty of having a pretty badass mullet at one point. So yeah, I don't think a lot of people escaped it.
I'd like to see somebody take on the mantle and have a mullet, someone like Scott Adkins, who I bring up quite regularly, have a mullet in some kind of action film now, because I would like that.
Go back to a real, if you really want to be the 80s, because you've always wanted to be the 80s action hero. Take it right back and do like a montage, a real tribute to those kind of movies and go the full thing. Wear cowboy boots, the ripped jeans, the leather padded jacket, and do the mullet, Scott. That's all.
And I can guarantee you, Trevor will be watching he'll buy that movie, and I will buy it as well.
Exactly. So you've got two sales, Scott.
Yeah, that's double what you had before. that's enough about that. But so, you know, thanks for that, Trev. I think we've summed up.
We've covered a lot
of ground in mullet.
Yeah.
But, and it's not a fishing channel, so you know it's about the hair.
Exactly.
So, Trev, so getting on a more serious note. So, like ourselves, we're getting a bit older now.
Yeah.
And the hair's starting to dissipate. Is that a good word for it?
any word for it.
We've brought it up already.
Yeah.
It's thinning out a bit. You know, and I found it quite distressing when I first realized, and I know you did, and I think we're at similar levels, aren't we?
Really. And I'll tell you the worst place, if you think, oh, I'm not the guy in that bald, go and stand in the post office.
As I first noticed.
Especially this time of year. If you're waiting for a parcel, just a Christmas present, go and stand at that counter and look at the security camera and think, am I going bald?
That was the first time I noticed.
That will be the litmus test.
Cameras are awful for picking it up, honestly, aren't they? Because the lighting, they pick up, they light through
escalators
it.
Escalators as well. You know, you used to have those kind of aluminium on. Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, if you're down, think I'm all right. I can't see it.
This shows how much it affects your life, doesn't it? Like we're both saying the same thing here, and it's stress it causes you when you look at that video, and you can see it. And I found that quite distressing. And then you start panicking, and then you forget about it for some time. Oh, no one's ever. A couple of people said to me, "Oh, Wayne, you're taller than me," and looking down and say, "Oh, you're going thin on top." I know that. Why do you think I don't know?
Why do people have to point it out?
I know. Why would you? I wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't do it. We talk about it, don't we?
But why would you tell someone that?
Why would you do that? They're the sort of people I don't like.
They're the sort of people that just will go, "Oh, you're fat."
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. You're a charmer, mate. Thanks for that. Really.
Exactly. Yeah, so you know, it's hard enough to come to terms with it anyway, and it pops into your head. But when we've been out to lots of different things, no one's ever said, "Oh, you slaphead," or something like that anything like that. And I've had a sort of thinning hair for about 8-9 years now.
Mine's about that. It's, first time I noticed it was when I was 40.
When you was 40?
Yeah.
What happened? Like, now, what was it, that camera in the post office?
No, it was. It was my wedding photo. Of all the things you get, like your wedding photos, but they weren't massive wedding photos. They weren't like these grand things, but they were nice ones. And I still had kind of longish hair then, the sort of bob kind of Corrosion of Conformity lead singer Pepper Keenan hair. I thought yes, he was God, and I had that. And like I was like, oh, what's that? And I was like, oh, great. And then I had a lot of ponytail at work. I had like a little jazz ponytail, you know, the little one. And then like
beatnik,
yeah. And then like bits at the top. And I thought, oh dear. And I thought that actually cutting my hair off would be like a real major thing, but it wasn't. I just went to the big inn like I always do. And it was in a ponytail. And he just snipped it off. And just
you always knew you was going to, oh, you said yeah, years yeah, ago, yeah. I remember when we were sitting in a pub I think we were about 25 years old, like we used to do, we sort out the world after work. And you said, well, if my hair goes thinner and as I get older, I'm just going to cut my hair shorter and shorter. And you used David Seaman as an example of how your hair was going to go. As much as you hate Arsenal, I know.
Exactly, yeah.
But I suppose he was a good example. And you did kind of follow that example. You did kind of go that way.
Yeah, I did.
And it suits you.
I couldn't go back. Don't get me wrong, I listen to a lot of like country rock and southern rock, and the guys in these bands like Blackberry Smoke have got really epic long hair, and I love it. I think it's amazing. But I couldn't go back. I admire, when I see guys with long hair, I'm like, that's really cool. But for me now, that bit's done. I think James Hetfield said that. He had long hair and he cut it off, and he said, that was me then, this is me now. And that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, exactly. You know when it's good to know when it's the right time to do it.
Yeah,
and even though there's no rules, no one's telling you you have to do that. It's good to evolve, try something. Yeah, you're comfortable. You've got to be comfortable with yourself. So I'll be honest. I'm trying to experiment. I don't expect to, you know, and I'm ready to shave. I've gone very short with my hair again because I'm getting thin on top, and I'm experimenting with the big three basically that they recommend for keeping your hair, which is a medicine called Propecia or finasteride.
Right, I'm not trying that. I might have to look into it.
No, it's a proper medication. You have to get a prescription for it, and that keeps your hair. Then you've got minoxidil, which grows hair, as is clinically proven to grow hair. These are quite expensive, these things. And you put that into your hair twice a day. And the third one is the shampoos that
I use, the coffee based ones, the German ones. The other thing I use as well, but bizarrely enough, it's good for your nails as well, is that biotin tablets. I've not really noticed any kind of difference with my hair
I haven't either, Trev,
to be honest, my nails grow like nothing.
Yeah, mine do. I have to cut them every sort of three or 4 days.
That's one thing.
But that's also protein that does
that.
Definitely.
Because that's one thing I can't bear. I must admit, that's not me. It's not a bit of me at all.
Having nails.
Seeing fellas with long nails, unless you're
maybe we'll bring that up in the actual grooming one. See if people do have a reason for it. In summary, Trev, I mean, I can't say is it cool to have a bald head or something, but it is what it is. I mean, there's guys who are cool. We've got bald heads. You know,
try to keep what you've got.
An effort with it. Don't try and comb it over if it's really bad. No. It's all right to have. I had a bit of a comb over recently until I cut my hair shorter, but not like not Bobby Charlton style.
Nobby Steelers.
Exactly.
The thing is with that kind of thing is, I don't know what the percentage is, but it must affect 80% of men.
Because
you forget, kind of forget that you're 50, and you think, well,
I've lived our best years. Oh, not say our best years. No, we haven't. Our best years have come.
But maybe our hair has lived their best years.
Yes,
I think that's what you're saying.
You grow into yourself. Yeah. I think people. This is me being honest. I think people look silly. I know people that have got all their hair at our age, and they look weird, like some kind of monkey. I think you grow as you grow. A monkey hair. Yeah. So it's like, but I think it looks weird. I think as you grow older, you're meant to lose it, and it's part of how you grow into yourself. And as long as you're still, cutting it properly,
if
looking
you've got
neat,
hair like that, can you kind of do, because there's so many decent sort of hair things. Like there was just gel back in the day for us, but now there's paste, there's wax, there's
exactly
clay, there's
thickening agents, clays. I use all of them. You know,
I use two in the morning. I use like a kind of a matte one to kind of make it look a bit thicker, and then I use like a kind of not a wet look one, but like a sort of greasy look one, so it gives a bit of a sheen.
Yeah, so it gives it a sheen. Yeah, I think it's right. I have to thicken my hair because it's thin, obviously, and I use clay that does that, and it looks all right. Now I've got my hair short, I'm happy with it again. So you know, I'll get, hopefully we'll get another 5 years out. Still with hair. So
I have changed my hairstyle. I've gone over to a side parting, haven't I? Now
I haven't seen you because we've been locked down for so long.
I think you have seen it, man. Yeah, I think you have. But it probably doesn't really notice that much because it's not. Yeah, I used to have a middle part because I had.
Well, that's a good thing in a sense because it means that you'd blended into your style, isn't
it? Exactly. Kind of thing. But it's quite fashionable for fellas to have side partings now, isn't it? That kind of.
Yeah, that's what I had. Gone a bit shorter again. Yeah. But to summarise, I think, look, if you're going grey, don't. You know, unless you subtly manage to colour it without people noticing, don't just go from white to brown overnight. That's not cool.
So, well, use Reed Richards at the Fantastic Four as your example. Yes. He's supposed to be the most intelligent man on the planet, and he's got these two grey streaks at the side of his hair that kind of symbolise that intelligence. So use that.
Yes. Yeah. Use that as a benchmark.
Yeah,
go grey gracefully. I don't think there's anything, to be embarrassed about going grey. I know that I've got grey hair, so I would say that. And Trev, your hair's still brown. So.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't think there is. No. It hasn't caused me any. No one's looked at me and been disgusted by it.
I like it.
And you like it. And it gives you some kind of wisdom.
I would dye my beard, so. You know,
don't worry about things like that. Obviously, we know it's distressing if your hair's thinning. We got that problem.
Yeah, it's
distressing.
Terrible.
But just you still groom the same way. You cut your hair, but look neat. Be confident. It's confidence.
Make something of it.
Yeah, exactly. Make something of your hair.
Use something. Do something. Have a style that suits that. Whatever point of hair you're at in your age, have a style that suits that.
Yeah. Exactly. And be confident. Own it. Own that hairstyle.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
own that hairstyle.
Yeah, exactly.
So basically, I think that sums up today's episode. I think we've covered everything we need to. If you want to have a bit of fun, please go to www.amlopodcast.com. Trevor will upload a photo of his mullet.
And
Brian Bosworth. And Brian Bosworth for comparison.
You can see both of them. And see what I was aspiring to be. That was my benchmark. Brian Bosworth's hair was my benchmark.
Leave us a voicemail, review us if you don't mind. It'd be great to hear from you. We want to interact with our audience as time goes by.
Definitely.
So thank you for tuning into this episode.
Thanks for listening again. It's been very good again.
And we'll see you on the next one.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please leave a rating and review and visit our website at www.amlopodcast.com to check out all the links and resources in the show notes. Start living them good times. See you next time.